This is John Farina, Whiskey 2, Quebec Charlie Yankee, with part two of the Q-Log demonstration. In this demo, I am going to hopefully get us a response to a CQ using Q-Log to ask WSJTX to call a CQ, and let's see if we get a response. We'll call CQ by pressing Control Q.
Enabling TX for calling CQ in less than 9 seconds.
And let's see if we get an answer. I'm on the 30 meter band. So it looks pretty busy, so maybe we'll get an answer.
Calling CQ on even. Waiting for a reply to my CQ. Transmitting on even. Waiting for a reply to my CQ. Transmitting on even. Waiting for a reply to my CQ. Received a reply to my CQ from Whiskey Bravo 2 Foxtrot Quebec Lima, US, New York, Grid Foxtrot November 32, sending a report of +8, waiting for report. Transmitting on even. Received a report of 0, sending Roger 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 waiting for a 73. Transmitting on even. Waiting for a 73. Receive a 73 sending a 73, logging QSO with Whiskey Bravo 2 Foxtrot Quebec Lima. Posted to QRZ. Transmitting on even.
And there you have it. And ironically enough, the gentleman who answered me is someone that I know. He's in the general area of Albany, New York. Not all that far from me. I didn't realize he did an EFT8, but there you go. So the contact has been logged. And WSJTX is back in receive mode. Hope that was a fun demo and you learned something about Q-Log and WSJTX and the ability of folks who are blind or visually impaired to operate this new fascinating mode.